Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with J.P. Finley.
What up, everybody? J.P. Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. My man Rich Tandler is on the phone. Tandler, how you doing, dude?
Hey, doing great.
Live from the Lazy Boy?
As always. Yes.
My man.
Indeed.
I got my Pete Haley is in here. Pete, what's up, dude?
Hey, JP. Happy Memorial Day to all of our listeners and friends.
So I'm going to say something real quick. And this is a dear friend of mine that is a veteran told me this. Vets don't want it to be happy Memorial Day because Memorial Day is a pretty solemn day. Tandler, have you heard this too?
I know it.
Okay.
I've been an advocate as well. I mean,
and I'm not taking that out on you. You
kind of feel like a jerk now.
No,
but I understand.
You meant well, yes. But it's a day of respect. And all of us, I think, sincerely love and respect our veterans and the folks that lost their lives. Tandler?
Yeah. I mean, you should enjoy the weekend, but remember the reason why it's there.
Exactly. Well said.
Why we remember it.
All right. On that solemn note, let's move forward. Busy podcast. I want to talk about the secondary because last week at OTAs, it was pretty interesting what the Redskins were doing in base versus nickel. And Tandler will break down the percentages. You see nickel more than you see base. For everybody that screams about the 3-4, they're in the nickel way more often. And then the Redskins released the training camp schedule, which we're going to break that down because why won't we? Nobody gets into Redskins minutia like we get into Redskins minutia.
You are right about that.
There's a big change on the schedule.
Exactly. There's some stuff to discuss because it's a little funky. And should we put out a what do you do when you like are looking for somebody in RPO,
a classified ad?
No,
what's run pass option?
Yeah, it's not.
APB.
APB. Thank you, Tandler. Do we need to put an APB out on Hockey Mitch? I'm worried about him. I haven't seen him in a month.
And he's going to Vegas. You might not see him for another month.
Well, here's
forever.
I'm going to Vegas too.
You're going out there, but you still might not see him.
I will see Mitch in Vegas. If I could make a bet on me and Mitch somehow meeting up while we're in Las Vegas.
Just for like some coffee and Starbucks or something.
We'll probably hit the library.
Yeah.
Like
see the sights.
Yeah, maybe I don't know. Go to church. Mm. Mitch is Jewish, but
drive out to Hoover Dam.
Yeah, that sounds like what we should do.
Yeah,
the Hoover Dam.
Just learn about what the Hoover Dam does.
What? And why is the Hoover Dam such a big deal, Tandler?
It's a big ass dam.
You just cursed like three times.
I don't think Taylor's ever cursed. No, but like, okay, is that it? Because it's big.
Yeah. I think I've never seen it, but from the pictures I see, it's just an interesting sight. It's a marvel.
So it's a giant wall that blocks water, and everybody loves to go look at it.
Is it the Colorado River, Tandler?
Yeah. I think so, yes.
Wow, that's confusing that there's a Colorado River in Las Vegas. I'm learning so much on this podcast.
Well, maybe we'll go see the Hoover Dam.
The Grand Canyon in Arizona is the Colorado River cutting through it also, if you want to really blow your mind.
You didn't know that, Pete?
I didn't know there's any river in Grand Canyon. It looks pretty dry when I look at pictures.
You don't think at the bottom of that is water?
I don't see any. It looks like it's all dirt.
Oh my God, you're so dumb.
Okay.
How do you think that canyon got carved out?
I don't know. An asteroid hit or something? Like, is every mountain there because of water? No, there's just it's a hole in the ground.
But that's the opposite of a mountain.
I know, but I'm saying like
glaciers, dude, whatever. All right.
Okay. Hey, all you people who tweet us and say, don't pick on Pete so much. This is exactly why Pete needs to be picked on.
Damn right.
Maybe
Taylor.
You should bring me to the Hoover Dam so I can learn.
Hoover Dam, right, Taylor. All right.
It's just a big ass dam.
All right. Enough, Pete. June 14th, podcast party, Matchbox in Ashburn. What do the kids call it, Pete? Is it going to be?
It's going to be lit.
It's going to be lit.
It's going to be hot fire. We're going to get turnt.
First 100 people there get a beer and a t-shirt. We're going to have a raffle. There will be Redskins players there. There will be former Redskins players there. It's going to be fun. B. Mitch will hopefully be there. Mr. Chick will hopefully be there.
If B. Mitch is there, I don't know if it will be fun for those who drink in his area.
He might harass you a little.
Yeah.
But whatever. It'll be fun for everybody else.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's what I wanted to talk about, Tandler. When we were at OTAs last week, Josh Norman is very obviously the starting cornerback, right? Like, he's number one on the depth chart. He's, what do we think Josh is? A top six guy in the league, probably?
6'8". If he gets an interception, he could.
Right. Like his numbers haven't.
Pro Bowl discussion.
Right. His numbers haven't stood out because the INT total's been low. But I do think that teams also don't throw to his side of the field as often, and there's something for that.
Yes. There is,
but Norman's a good player regardless. Yeah. And he's certainly the top corner on the Redskins. There's a big question about what happens next, right? Is it Quentin Dunbar who got a deal done this offseason, who's a college receiver that they converted to corner? Is it Orlando Scandrick, who's a veteran that they brought in on a 1-year deal, who's on the, you know, probably the downslope of his career? And then there's a Fabian Moreau, who's a third round pick last year. Can he emerge? Josh Holsey, Greg Stroman, can any of these guys pop? And what we saw at OTAs was Norman on one side, and when they played base, when they were in their 3-4, and this is how it'll look on depth charts because they released depth charts in the 3-4, is Orlando Scandrick was opposite him. And then when they went to their nickel package, Quentin Dunbar was opposite Josh Norman with Scandrick in the slot. So, Tandler, I want your reaction, and I want you to tell me, because you know the percentages on these things. I know they play nickel more than base, but how much will we be looking at Dunbar, Norman, okay, Scandrick inside?
Well, first of all, it's May.
Right. That's a good point, too.
So, you know, Scandrick being the outside corner, I would be surprised if that's still the situation in September or even in August. But it's about 15 plays, maybe 20 plays per game. Obviously it depends on situation and what the other offense is doing. There's about 70 snaps in the game. So you get about 15 to 20 in base defense. And the rest of the time you're in some variety of nickel or dime, which is six defensive backs. So, you know, the slot corner, I'll break it down this way. The slot corner last year, Kendall Fuller, who was the slot corner the entire year, played about 60% of the plays.
Okay, there you go. And the thing to remember, that doesn't mean the other 40% were in base because they're playing goal line a fair amount. I mean, there's a lot of other things that happen where.
Yeah, exactly. Short yardage and right.
So I think that by September, by time where the games actually matter, it's going to be Norman with Dunbar opposite him. What say you, Tandler?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about it. And, you know, we'll see. I was kind of surprised we'd see more Moreau yesterday. I mean, I think he's the guy that they really have the high hopes for. And again, it's early, but I'll give Moreau maybe 30-40% chance of beating out Dunbar for that starting job.
Moreau, you're saying over Dunbar?
Maybe not by week one, but in the first month or so of the season, I would not be surprised to see Moreau starting at corner option.
And then is Dunny your slot guy?
No, Dunny is probably, you know, the fourth guy coming off the bench. No way, dude.
I'll take that bet. So you got Skandrick over him too, then, at this point?
At slot? Yeah, I think he's...
Why would they lock Dunbar up the first day of the offseason for him to be...
Because it's a long season, you get injuries, you know, you have a lot going on.
They like Dunny, dude.
Yeah, I think you love some Dunny.
They also like Moreau a lot.
But I think...
He's a third round pick.
I hear what you're saying there. But I think, okay, and I don't think Moreau becoming the guy opposite Norman is crazy. I think that's totally reasonable. But I don't think Dunbar then slips below Skandrick on the depth chart.
Can Dunbar play slot?
We've seen him do it.
Yeah, he has. That's true.
I mean,
if that's Dan,
Dunbar's length on the inside, honestly. Long arms, yeah. Rangy. I mean, he could get to a lot of balls, like kind of underneath, little crossing stuff. I'm kind of intrigued by that now. You've piqued my curiosity. This podcast is like the opposite of Friday's podcast, where we didn't talk any football.
We're talking about players doing stuff. I think Dunbar will grab that second corner spot and hold it for most of the year, if not all the year. I think he's slowly broken into getting experience, and he makes big plays. He seems very feisty. Like Jay Gruden last year said, he thinks he can cover anybody, anywhere, anytime. And I just think he's going to keep getting better, and his physicality and his athleticism is a really big bonus for him. And the project of Quentin Dunbar moving to corner is a really cool one to watch, and I think it really blossoms this year. And he can do what Breland did last year, maybe not make 6 or 7 interceptions, but he can be around the ball a lot and do what Breland did for a fraction of the cost.
So here's something kind of interesting. I pulled up Pro Football Focus cornerback, the overall cornerback rankings. Casey Hayward on the Chargers was tops. The names at the top, you believe, Tre'Davious White, LSU kid, Jalen Ramsey, Patrick Robinson. Kendall Fuller was the 6th overall cornerback, according to Pro Football Focus. We all know that he is no longer with the Redskins. The next Redskin checks in at 47 on this list was Josh Norman. Josh Norman got a plus 5.2 from PFF. So Norman's at 47. Quentin Dunbar was at 50 with a plus 3.8. So that delta is pretty big, from 5.2 to 3.8. I mean, it's a big jump. But Dunny was right there. And take Pro Football Focus for what it is.
Yeah.
And then Breland, they had it 69 with a 0.2 rating. So I don't know. Interesting
stuff.
Normally
when you pull up PFF for this stuff, the Redskins players are like minus 14. So it's just nice to hear the guys were plus something.
Right.
And the Redskins did not have a bad pass defense last year. I think in DVOA, I think they were 11th, something around in there. I mean, that was one of the, you know, the defense just looked so bad because they could not
stop the run.
Passing game, but if you can't stop the run, it doesn't really matter.
I agree. I mean, there were a couple games. I think when they had all the injuries at safety, I think when they had to have D Hall out there, things kind of, I mean, the game, I think about the Vikings game where Thielen and Diggs both torched them. I think about the second half of the Saints game was Drew Brees was moving the ball. Although that they ran the ball a shitload in that game. But then the Chargers game, Phillip Rivers, he didn't play the fourth quarter, and Kellen Clemens was moving the ball up and down the field. So I think keeping Monte Nicholson healthy is so important. I saw him getting his ankle taped up at OTAs last week. So Craig Hoffman the way Tandler is with Preston Smith, Craig Hoffman is with Monte Nicholson. And I went over to Hoffman. I was like, dude, are you worried? Your guy's getting his ankle taped up in May. And Hoffman's like, oh, shit. I think
their pass defense on the outside is going to be pretty decent, but they need to who's going to be the guy to stop a tight end this year? Do they have, like,
dude,
I know Zach Brown showed he
weirdly,
was bad
covered.
He was a lot better before last year.
Zach Brown with the Bills covered tight ends pretty well.
That problem needs to be fixed now.
I tell you what, Josh Harvey Clemens, it was one day in May, and who knows, but Tandler, are you sighing? What was that noise?
He has the speed. No, I don't know what it was. but he has the speed.
Right.
He can, you know,
and like I said, and he has a coverage background playing safety in college.
And he has some serious length.
Yeah, big time length. We sound like a NBA draft podcast now, talking length.
Yeah.
All right. I feel like we're in a good place here. Taylor and I disagree on Dunbar. It sounds like Pete's kind of on my side.
I'm pretty pro Dunbar.
I think Dunbar's your starter, dude. I think the Redskins expect Dunbar to be their
and
starter.
And they work Moreau in.
You know what's interesting? We haven't talked about Moreau as a slot guy at all. And he has a pretty similar body type to Fuller.
Yeah, because wasn't the plan going to be let Fuller wreck it in the slot and then move him to outside? Maybe they do that with Moreau this time around.
Yeah, we'll see, man. And as Stanley pointed out earlier, injuries will predicate everything.
Yeah.
Who knows what will happen by, you know, October 10th.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman, Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
RT, let's move on to training camp. Because, I mean, for fans, outside of scheduling June 14th for the podcast party, training camp is the next big thing on the radar because fans can be there every day. We're down in Richmond at the Bon Secours facility. Richmond's fun, man. Training camp's fun. Players sign autographs. Like, if you have young kids and you don't want to shell out the $500 to go to, you know, Redskins versus Eagles or something, go to training camp. It's free, isn't it, Taylor?
It is free.
Dude, it's free. They got food trucks and stuff. Like, to me, I would think if I'm a fan, camp is pretty awesome because players are laid back.
You go, you sit. I used to go when I was younger. You get right up on the field. You hear them talk. You see them do drills. They're joking around. You get to hear what Gruden says to guys as they're going through drills. It's a very, very cool experience. You're right up close and personal. And you might get hit with like a ball. Like when Nate Sudfeld was spraying passes, they're going in the crowd. Who knows? Maybe Kevin Hogan will toss you a ball.
Yeah, I had a bad drop from a Sudfeld throw last year.
That's all right. You're in the spot.
All right. So that was our plug for the city of Richmond. Go stay in hotels and spend money in
Richmond,
Chamber of Commerce.
Where Virginia is beautiful.
I like Richmond. I'm pro Richmond.
Yep.
All right, Taylor, you want me to run through the dates and then I'll let you talk?
Well, do we need to run through all of them?
No, you're right. So
we can make the
camp starts Thursday, July 26th, and it runs all the way. I guess they have an off day Monday, the 30th, and then they go up to Boston, right? For, I don't know. Maybe we do need to run through the dates because I'm confusing myself. So the 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th practice. Then they got an off day.
You're missing the big point here.
Well, all right, you go then.
Okay, it's the practice. They have flipped the schedule.
Yeah, I'm just noticing that.
Where the real practice is at 9:45 a.m. and the walkthrough, which the real practice is what you want to go see. The walkthrough is at 4:40 p.m.
I'm anti that. We're going to be hungover for a lot of those, I think. I hate that move much.
You have to be.
I'm going to have to be productive.
It's a difficult word. Yep. Productive at, what's that? excuse me. That's almost 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, by the time they really are practicing, it'll be like 10. Why they make that move, Taylor? Why make the switch?
That was the way they did it the first year.
It seems like they flip-flop that pretty often.
No. And then they flip-flopped. God, I can't remember if it was Gruden's first or second year. But because they wanted to make it more convenient for the fans to get there in the afternoon. For the afternoon practice. So that was kind of the tail wagging the dog. It just makes sense to do it in the morning. there's a lower thunderstorm risk. We actually we've been pretty good the last 2 years of getting thunderstorms, but you know you can almost definitely get in your 9:45 a.m. practice where the afternoon thunderstorms hit. It's not as hot. I mean, it's still pretty hot, but it's definitely cooler for the players. And, you know, I guess at 9:45, that's late enough to where, you know, okay, certainly it's not going to accommodate your 9-to-5 schedule types, but that's still, you know, that's still a decent time.
You know who that hurts, man?
If fans can get there.
But, dude, if you live in Bowie, right, or you live in Fairfax, and you got to drive that, you know, two and a half hour drive down to Richmond, that puts you in the heart of morning rush hour trying to get down there, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe it's better for Richmond hotels. People come the night before and stay. For me, it doesn't really make a difference. We have to be there. I tell you what, walk through at 5 o'clock every day. There's going to be some, I don't mean this as a knock on any player, but there's going to be some lazy walkthroughs, man. Cause at 5 o'clock you're thinking I'm checked out, you know?
Yeah. You've already had your hard practice.
I mean, they've had meetings.
Yeah. Hopefully Jay cancels a couple of those.
Well, no. They're not able to, dude.
No.
Oh, really?
They're not canceling.
You can't cancel. No.
Maybe a couple of them get rained out.
Yeah.
Because
they won't cancel. Then they'll do it in a, you know, they've
indoors, right?
Do in a hotel ballroom or something. I mean, you can do a walkthrough just about anywhere that.
Chandler,
you can fit them.
Last couple years have been 10 a.m. walkthrough and then 3 o'clock practice, right?
I believe so. Yes.
So it is interesting that they're moving the walkthrough time back almost 2 hours.
Well, I said they have the practice a little later. Again, I'm comparing. I believe it was at 8:30 the first couple of years they were there, first year or two. And but you know they have to have lunch. They have to get back to the hotel. They have meetings. You know, the thing else, you'll do a meeting and then you'll immediately go to a walkthrough to kind of, you know, do the first install of what they just learned in the meetings. And then you have overnight, they'll have more meetings. Okay, here's what we did.
Yep.
And then come out in the morning and execute it closer to full speed.
All right. So a couple of notes. They have joint practices with the Jets, which is going to be pretty cool. And that is August 12th, August 13th, and August 14th. So, and those times are a little funky too. So it'll be at 1:30 on that Sunday. And then the practice is in the afternoon when the Jets are here at 3 o'clock and then at 1:35. So something to take note of. And Fan Appreciation Day, which is pretty cool. What they do a bunch of giveaways and stuff. It's basically just like a practice on steroids that they really make about the fans. That is right. Saturday, August 4th at 1:30. So if those are the dates you're looking for, there they are. We're going to do a podcast party. I got to get through this one before I start planning that one. I don't know. Maybe we'll do that the night of Fan Appreciation Day, Taylor.
That's a good idea.
What do you think about that?
Oh, Saturday night. You want to do it then?
A lot of people will be down there.
You don't like Saturday nights? I thought they used to call you Mr. Saturday Night, Taylor.
We usually do it during the week, though.
Yeah, but that's up here.
I don't care.
Yeah. All right. We'll figure it out.
I don't know. Is a bar? You worked in bars before. Are you going to reserve a big bunch of room for people on a Saturday night
for the podcast party? You damn right, Chandler. You Hoover damn right. I don't know. We'll find out, man.
There's a moment every Redskins talk pod where I'm just like, wow, this is so unique. There's nothing else out there like it. And when JP was trying to figure out why they moved the walkthrough back a couple hours, and we were like hypothesizing about it, that was my moment. This pod, it's just great stuff. All Redskins all the time.
All Redskins all the time. All right.
And of course, Candler had the sensible answer.
Refer to yourself in the third person. That was weird.
How about that? I didn't. I asked a question. I wasn't proposing silly ideas or anything.
Okay. I don't know.
Pete's the one that says they should cancel them. Pete just wants them to cancel the walkthrough.
Oh, the heck with it.
Yeah. All right. June 14th, podcast party, Matchbox, Ashburn. Be there. He's Rich Chandler. You are going to be, where are you going, Chandler?
Corolla, North Carolina.
Ooh, good for you, man. Over under 5.5.
I'm there now since this is coming out on Monday.
Oh yeah, we're doing some time travel. I'm in Las Vegas.
Yep.
I'm in Ocean City.
Yeah, we're all over the place. All right. How long are you going to Ocean City for, Pete?
It will be maybe four nights, but definitely three. I got to figure out if I'm coming back Memorial Day night or Tuesday morning.
All right. So Pete's going to the beach for three nights.
Mm-hmm.
Tanner, you're going for like eight nights, right? Seven nights?
Yeah. Yep.
I'll be in Las Vegas for probably less than 48 hours.
And you're going to be watching the nights.
Who's going to drink the most beer in that time? Tanner has the longest time frame, but Tanner's
so out of this. It's you and me.
He behaves when he's with this crew. Isn't that right, RT?
Exactly.
When you're with me, you drink like crazy. But when you're with your friends and family, you behave.
Exactly.
All right.
This is interesting.
So Pete in 3 days or me in 48 hours, you would win this in a runaway if it wasn't Vegas.
Right. And you're also going to be with Mitch at some point after your
Mitch has to work, though.
Okay. Well,
I'm going to be with Rudy. And if you know Rudy, DC Barno, everybody should follow at DC Barno. That dude has become the absolute best at filming his TV and getting
it's
awesome
so
clips.
So still
up.
In really good quality.
And he's good with stats and stuff.
Yeah.
Dude, he's taken on records and radio's role. Like he's starting to outpace
his competitors.
Him. Yeah, dude. It's
but yeah,
impressive.
Okay. Now you're definitely going to win. I mean, I might keep it close, but you in
Vegas.
Are
you going with family or your girlfriend?
Girlfriend and a couple other friends.
Are there any adults going?
Oh, no.
Oh, so you might be like slugging Natty Lights.
I love to crush Natty Lights on beach trips. It's
Tanner,
so fun.
Who are you picking, dude?
JT.
Yeah. I feel like that's a lot of pressure.
Las Vegas.
Will you be able to drink in the morning? Like, you have to work a little bit. I have no work to do. I have zero work.
Well, here's the thing. I don't have to work. Like, I volunteered because I'm a team player.
Yeah.
But, like, maybe, I don't know.
I don't know. I think I kind of like my chances now. I start at, like, 9 a.m., and I just kind of do a slow burn throughout the day. It's just, you're not going to win, actually.
What a bunch of meatheads. All right. Tanner, tell the folks what to do.
Subscribe to the podcast. Just go. There's a bunch of different ways to do it. But don't miss a single episode.
Where are we at on reviews, Pete? I know we got to read some. There's been some funny ones.
Yeah, I think we're hovering around 275 now. I checked a couple of days ago.
If it
wasn't so hard to scroll down to the bottom, I check every day, but you have to like plan out 10 minutes.
Apple. Tanner, you are Johnny Appleseed. Can you tell them to figure something out, man?
I'll get with Tim.
Who's Tim? The new
Tim
Jobs?
Cook. Yeah.
Tim Cook.
I'm sure you have him on speed dial. Let's get it to 300 and we'll 300 reviews and I'll move the goalpost on the kilt. How's that sound?
Love that.
All right, folks. Thank you very much for listening. Follow us on Instagram. My Instagram is at JPFinley3. Tanner, what's yours?
At Rich Chandler.
All right. Good deal. Thank you very much for listening. For Pete, for Tanner, June 14th is the podcast party. I'm buying beers.
It's a big ass dance.
Everyone always says your money should work as hard as you do. But the thing is, with Eagle Bank's highly competitive deposit interest rates on money market accounts and CDs, your money doesn't even need to work that hard. From personal to business, Eagle Bank's flexible deposit terms help you hit financial goals in the short and long term. Stop by one of the DMV area locations or visit us online at eaglebankcorp.com to learn more. Member FDIC.